and welcome into episode number 263 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
It's the morning, so we apologize again for it being morning, but I did have two pieces of toast, so I'm not hangry, which is...
That's a plus.
A plus step in the right direction.
It's honestly, I wish that the people listening to this podcast could be in the room for the transition that just occurred.
Yes, very much
Lindsay,
so.
Lindsay all morning has been like, grumble, F you, F him, F her,
I didn't say everybody. F that. Well, I just, you know, driving in and then the 8 o'clock venue start times when you're working an event, it's like, oh gosh, I'm tired the next day. But anyway, go to the 8 o'clock event times because you theoretically don't have an 8 a.m. crew call for a podcast the next morning.
No, yeah, exactly. okay. That was set up 17 hours beforehand.
Yeah. But last week, Michael, you had a fact about Breath of the Wild.
I did.
And I inadvertently caused you Twitter pain.
Yes.
But again, Michael, it's minor pain because there's a very specific reason why Michael is not in charge of the Twitter accounts, because his responses would be drastically different from the ones that
did clear my response through Lindsay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the question Michael posed was, what was the first ever speed run?
The 100%
speed run for Breath of the Wild, the first ever one, which was the 49 hours.
Right.
But the current record stands at 32 as of when this podcast was recorded.
Right.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Yeah. So anyway, people were confused by that. And then, of course, I had a Facebook post that said, you know, what? Listen up and it'll help you. And then the question I posed was, what was the fastest time ever? So my bad for the confusion, and I'm sorry, Michael, that you got some Twitter hate.
That's totally fine. I'm not nearly as active as I should be on Twitter, this is a good way to engage.
And I also think that it's really interesting that you could cut it back from 49 hours to 32. It's just like your world record marathon fact from a few weeks ago. That's a lot of time.
Yeah,
it's significant. It's I have a quick question about the Twitter and social media, though, because I'm an old person that doesn't use social media very much.
Sure.
Is there something other than hate on Twitter?
Yeah, lots of puppies.
Oh, okay, so it's hate and puppies.
At least on my feed, it's like hate, puppy. It's, you know, that's...
Right.
Or unlikely animal friendships. Anyway, let's get into it. So last week, we had a historical... I was like, historical transportation, and I want to do historical. Do you want me to kick it off?
Sure, yeah, bring it. Yeah.
Okay, so how many U.S. presidents have been assassinated?
4.
Correct. Which one is the only one that does not have a marker at the site of the assassination?
McKinley.
Michael?
I just kind of just went, McKinley was assassinated? Oh, that's cool.
Well, look, we live in Washington, D.C. You've been to Ford's Theater.
I haven't been, but I know I know it's there.
Yeah, there's
you know it exists.
Yeah, there's commemorative plaques on both Ford's Theater and the house across the street where Lincoln actually died.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I know of all of that. So I didn't think it was going to be Lincoln.
Well, here's the better question, Michael. Who are the four presidents who've been assassinated?
Well, Lincoln and McKinley.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take the 50%.
JFK.
Obviously JFK.
Kennedy.
Who has a marker, by the way.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you number 4.
No.
You don't know either?
I'll take 75%. I'll take that middle C.
That's what? Okay, no. I know this. I can get this. I want to say it was...
Everyone is just like, this is a two-point question.
I know. It really is a two-point question, and I'm just totally blanking. It's McKinley. It's not Harrison. Who is the other one? Arthur? No. Damn it.
You're in the right time frame with Arthur.
I'm going with where I always go, any presidential
Polk?
Fact. Taft.
Taft? No, not Taft.
It's not Taft.
It's not Taft. It's not Taft. Oh,
but anytime there's a presidential question that I don't know the answer to, I answer Taft, and about 50% of the time I get it right.
I'm pretty sure that it's not 30 or higher.
Yeah.
It would be below that.
Okay, so Arthur was the one that succeeded him as the vice president. So it was James Garfield.
Garfield.
Okay. Obviously Garfield, yeah. He was only in office for 4 months when he was shot. The guy that did it, Charles J. Goodreau. Yeah, it's it's kind of a French name because he was real pissed.
Giroux?
G-I-U-T-E-A-U.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I know we have our Giroux team name that's coming to finals.
Giroux, that's, maybe like the Flyers captain, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
so he was really mad about getting passed over as ambassador to France. He like stalked Garfield for a really long time.
Uh-huh.
One of the first to possibly consider using the insanity defense. His family tried to get him committed, and then he, you know, I don't know if he escaped or what, but he wasn't in a mental institution and obviously assassinated the president. So he's looking for a revolver, and he picked one with an ivory thing
handle,
because because he thought that it would look good in a museum one day. Seriously.
I think that that burns the insanity defense right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, premeditated.
You know, yeah, absolutely premeditated. And when you're considering what goes in a museum one day, I think that makes sense. Now,
Is it in a museum right now?
I'm sure that it is.
The Smithsonian does not have it, and it is, quote, lost to history.
Oh,
and
what
so,
a shame.
So when he got arrested, the police officer was so excited that they finally found the guy that got Garfield, because there wasn't security or like that. Lincoln had it, but that was Civil War related. Garfield was just chilling.
Garfield pre-Secret Service?
Pre-Secret Service. And the guy that arrested the assassin didn't take the gun until they got back to the police station, because he was just so excited that he got the guy that shot Garfield. And so the guy like had the gun all the way to the police station.
Right. It was on a velvet pillow, like ready to go in the Smithsonian right then and there. And the guy just forgot it on the street.
Yeah. But back to my original question, why doesn't Garfield have a marker at the site of his assassination?
Because it was on water.
No.
You know what? That is the first thing that my mind went to, because it was on a boat.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he have a marker at his gravestone? Because
would
nobody,
you feel like four, at the site, you know,
at the site of the assassination?
Right. Because nobody likes him.
Nobody likes him. Well,
because
at
he
the
hated
time,
Mondays.
Yes. Well, at the time, a lot of people didn't like him. There was a big faction in the Republican Party, and that was a big thing of like, oh, he was
totally
working
different
with Arthur
than the way it
to
is
get
now.
Arthur to getting Arthur to be president or anything like that. So it actually took place here in D.C. on the National Mall. There was a train station.
Okay.
That train station has since gone away.
Sure.
And it's
now we play
the,
kickball there.
Yeah, now we play kickball. It's actually the National Gallery of Art that opened in the 1940s.
Oh.
So the National Gallery of Art sits where
on
this assassination
took
place.
So they can't have like a plaque on the floor, replace one of the tiles or something?
Yeah.
I think we should start a petition.
The tile, by the way, where he was shot is in the Smithsonian.
Okay.
Or they have it anyway,
floor,
according
to
their
gun.
Website. Yeah.
Is it a pearl-handled tile?
No. But yeah, no. So the Garfield Historical Association is working on getting some sort of marker and plaque.
Right.
137 years later. But
yeah,
we shall see.
We should support them in their efforts.
Yeah. And if you want to learn more about Garfield, which who doesn't?
Of
he only
course.
Really had like one action in office. He was shot 4 months later.
Right.
Part of his brain is on display at the Mutter Museum in Philadelphia.
Really?
So you can go check out Garfield's brain. See it happen, and also feel really bad for him because he died 80 days after he was shot, and it was miserable. Like
the whole
full
time.
Body rot of infection. Like
oh, God.
The doctors would reach in with hands unwashed to try to pull the bullet out. Right. Alexander Graham Bell did an experiment trying to get the bullet out because that's what they thought would heal him.
Right.
And he just basically rotted to death from infection.
Wait a minute. Was he the one where like they for the first time they had like metal detectors and they were looking for the bullet with metal detectors, but so they kept digging into him looking for it, but like the metal detectors were getting the springs underneath of him on the bed?
I don't know if it was like a metal detector, but it was a similar type in that vein device, like kind of, I wouldn't say a scanner, but that's what they tried to do, and they just would kind of stick it in. So they brought him out to D.C., passed away in New Jersey, but it was an 80 excruciating days, they've described it. Like, the article that describes his death said, warning, graphic content, and it was a worthwhile warning.
Okay. Necessary.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about Garfield. Not the cat, the former president.
Was he shot on a Monday?
July 2nd. I don't know which day of the week it was.
What year?
1880, 1881, something like that.
Okay, I'll look it up. Michael, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. So my facts about the post office.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Just, mail. I've used it. I've sent stuff.
We use it pretty regularly.
July 2nd, 1881. Sorry. 9:30 a.m. July 2nd, 1881, at the Baltimore Potomac Railroad Station in Washington D.C. And then later passed away in New Jersey.
It was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday. Okay. Yeah.
So
there's an early train
you know
on a Saturday.
He did love lasagna though.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yes. So the
post office. Yes. Yeah.
Pretty straightforward fact. On average, how many mail pieces are processed by the U.S. Post Office each hour?
You know what's funny? Just a little bit of a preview. My fact also involves mail pieces. Go ahead. How many per hour?
Oh, God. Yes. How many pieces of mail are processed by the U.S. Post Office on average each hour?
There's 0% chance that I couldn't even, I could, no, this is like a blind guess because how are you even going to figure out a number that astronomically large?
All right, so.
It's more than one.
320 million people in the United States.
Lindsay is correct. It is more than one piece per hour.
I'm out.
320 million people in the United States. Let's go ahead and say 50% of them are over the age of 20 and therefore still use the U.S. Postal Service.
Sure.
So that's, never do math live, 160 million people that use the Postal Service. I'm going to say...
I appreciate that you try.
Everybody sends one a year.
I'm
so going to
say 50 million.
300 million pieces of mail per year would be my guess. So let's call it 365. Let's say a million pieces of mail a day. So what's a million divided by 24? Whatever that is, that's my guess.
50 million seems high, but I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
For no other reason than that's what I wanted to say.
Well, as far as Rangers goes, I think Nick is technically closer.
42,000 pieces of mail an hour.
Nick is technically closer, but you're better as far as the range goes.
Okay.
Okay. Go on.
21.1 million pieces per hour. Per hour. It comes out to about...
Billions.
Yeah. It comes out to about 506 million per day.
Wow.
If I had it down to per minute.
What is per minute?
Per minute's about 5,861 pieces.
Oh my gosh. That's what an interesting fact, Michael. Yes.
That's 100.
That sounds sarcastic, but it's really genuine. No, I'm interested.
It's 184 billion pieces of mail per year.
That sounds about right.
Billions. Quadruple millions. I want to find out, you know how they have a name a star kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Do they do that with numbers? Seriously,
name a number.
Like, what would you know? Numbers are infinite. So, how many zeros is Lindsay? You know, that's what I want to know.
Like, I mean, you could do it. So, here's the thing.
Yeah,
you
like could... a Lindsay zillion. I want to. I want to register that with some math something. Like, is there a
Google,
governing body of math?
A Googleplex is one with a million zeros.
Yeah, like
afterwards.
There's got to be a Lindsay somewhere. I want to know.
You know what? You know what? There.
I want to register it, and I want to hang it up on my wall because all those zeros could fill.
Right.
You know,
there are websites that will give you how many places into pi is your birth date or
in what?
Interesting.
Into pi. So pi is infinite without repeating.
Oh, pi. OK, I was picturing a physical pi
like apple pie because it's breakfast time. And
yes.
You know what? After this, we're going to go to IHOP. We're going to get apple pie pancakes.
Yes.
So basically pi.
Yes, I know that that's infinite.
Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
2, 5, 6, 5, 3, 9, 8, 9.
Okay, no one cares about you, Michael.
Every combination of
my savant-like pi knowledge.
Every combination of numbers is in pi somewhere.
Right.
Right. How many digits down do you have to go before your birth date in order is in pi? And it will. There's a website that you put in your birth date, and it'll tell you exactly
where pi is.
Gosh, humans
are amazing. This is why the internet was invented.
Yeah. So that's one of those. You can get like a framed picture. You can get like a framed picture. That is an excellent point. I will make a note of that.
Cool. Well, Michael. Sorry. Yeah. You're going to go.
No, I was just going to say I did a little bit of math more on Michael. It's 511 pieces of mail per person in the United States.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
511 pieces of mail?
Yeah, per person.
Well, I guess I get a lot of junk mail. I don't send that much.
Right. And you got to figure out businesses.
By the way, anyone know if you please let me know this, but I somehow am getting GQ subscribe like it's app. It comes to my house like the full magazine every month. Addressed
You're
to me.
Welcome.
Addressed to me. Is it you?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's addressed to me with my address, and I, you know, I don't mind. I read it, but why? I need to know how this came to be.
You're checking
I didn't
your
sign
bank account.
It.
Like,
yeah,
are you getting
I'm not
charged
getting,
for it.
I'm not. I feel like I'm stealing. I don't know. Anyway,
maybe somebody gave it to you. As a present.
I guess. It's just a very odd question.
You know, how some people, like, you know, they show up for the kid that walks to work every day and it's like, hey, we bought you a car. Maybe it's the same scenario.
I guess.
Like, hey,
why GQ?
Why?
I don't know.
That's the real story. Is that why did somebody
Is it
GQ?
For Joey? Is it like they sent it to
no,
you? But
it's
like
my
yelly?
Name
no,
and it's my address.
With the idea that you'd leave it out and Joey's like, oh,
Joey needs this more than anybody I know.
I
but
maybe I should dress a little
It would
nicer.
Be weird. Like, you don't talk to somebody like, you smell bad. Like, you don't say that to be like, your breath is awful.
But it's
you
not
just
like
leave
a self-help.
You just leave gum on their desk.
You guys
right.
read GQ lately? It's not like a self-help kind of thing.
It isn't. I assumed it was like
no,
Cosmo
I got like
for Men or almost.
I mean, sometimes. I don't know. I'm only two issues in, so hopefully the mystery subscription doesn't go away.
Now, here's my question. As long because you're going to know then. Uh-huh. Does it really come quarterly or is it a monthly magazine?
I don't know. I only got two magazines, but I don't remember when.
Okay.
I thought it was the last 2 months, but I also don't pay attention to things. So,
like the passage of time.
Like the passage of time, yes. Yeah. But Nick, I would like to hear your fact now.
All right, here's my
enough about
fact.
Me and my mysterious magazine, which I really want to know.
So my interesting fact, I've been reading articles up trying to find things that I found interesting and that made sense to use on the podcast.
Okay, so how is this different than any other podcast?
Yeah, pretty much.
I came today prepared,
doing exactly what we do
every week.
And I prepared in the same way.
Yeah,
I'm also curious to see what the connection to male pieces is.
Okay, so my interesting fact is about Hafþór Björnsson.
Yes.
Who is the guy who plays the mountain on Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Right? He's become a little bit of an internet sensation since 3 or 4 years ago when he debuted because he is just a ridiculous specimen of humanity. Yeah. Right?
What's his specs? Like how tall?
6'9", 300 pounds.
Okay, 300 pounds. Wow.
And yeah, I believe we've done interesting facts on him in the past on the podcast. That is, he broke like a 4,000-year-old like weightlifting record by lifting like over a ton and carrying it a certain amount of distance or something along those lines, which is just that's absurd.
Right.
Like the most I can lift is probably like 250 or 300 pounds. I'm lucky if I can lift what I weigh.
Okay, right. So I know the Hound seen images, watched Game of Thrones a little bit.
The Hound, but not the Mountain.
Oh, sorry, the Mountain.
Okay.
Are they different? Yes.
Yes, they're brothers.
They're brothers in the show.
But the Hound, Sandor, is the guy with the burned face who's in, like, all of the episodes, and the Mountain's in, like, 5.
Got it. Okay, I remember the difference.
Well, he's
it's been a while.
Now. He's just under the helmet.
Sure, yeah.
But anyway, for my own reference, Braun Strowman, the monster among men, if you will, wrestler, he's 6'8" and 385 pounds, so...
6'8", 385. Okay, so he's a little bit heavier and a little bit shorter.
So what I would love to see is them two go at it. He like came out and smashed a guy
like
with a
fighting.
Base. With an actual base the other week. It was great.
All right, here's my question.
Yes.
How big is his girlfriend?
Like weight?
Height and weight, roughly.
Height and weight,
and
roughly.
We'll put a picture in the link down.
4'11".
Uh-huh.
100 pounds when soaking wet.
I would say 5 foot. He's 5'9" or 6'9".
6'9".
Okay, so I think
plus.
She's probably less than a foot below him. So I'm going to say 5'6", and I'll say 140 pounds.
Right. Less than a foot below him would be 5'9".
More than a foot. Sorry, more than a foot.
Okay.
Sorry, more than a foot below. Right. I mixed up my words.
I'm going with Lindsay on this. I think she's just kind of dead on the money with that.
Actually, I think, Michael, you are closer.
Oh.
She is 5'2".
5'2"?
And roughly 100 pounds soaking wet.
Whoa, she's so tiny.
Yeah. I love that t-shirt, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll put the pic of the link down so everybody can see it. But,
that's a different size.
It's an absolute ridiculous comparison when you look at the two of them.
That's just like Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss in the Mixed Match Challenge.
You watch a lot more wrestling than I do.
What's great, though, is if she can't reach the top shelf, he can just pick her up and just...
There is no shelf in the world that he can't reach on his own. He doesn't need to lift someone up.
How
to
did you come to
shelf.
Find this fact?
I was reading stuff about Game of Thrones, and then that article was at the bottom of the article that I read, and I'm
you
like, I'm definitely click on that.
Yeah, you clicked the link or the clickbait.
Absolutely, I clicked the link bait, and I am a better person for it.
We all are, because we all heard your interesting fact.
Yeah.
Cool. So I have a phrase.
All right.
Is it Twitter hate and puppies?
No, but that can be it. That's fine.
What's your phrase?
Lindsay sounded a little defeated.
No, like, it's not that great.
That's good, too.
I just wanted to say mystery magazines because I was hopeful that maybe someone else would have this problem. You know, it would elicit other people like, oh, man, I'm getting mysterious magazines as well, too. This is where it's coming from. And then they would let me know. And this great mystery could be solved. So it's coming
from... You
want to
proliferate the...
Yeah, it's coming from an entirely selfish place. I just want to be clear on that.
It's one of two things. Either you're going to solve this or you're going to have many, many more magazines.
I used to get a subscription to Highlights. I would love Highlights again.
I have a subscription to
Highlights.
Oh, cool.
Send them to me.
I get them to come to my house and I give them to the kid.
And my aunt for a while used to get me Nat Geo, which was also a really great magazine to have. I just like looking at the pictures.
Right.
And reading the articles, obviously, in Nat Geo. Can't just all look at those nice, sexy cheetahs.
All right, so mystery magazines is a secret phrase.
Yes, that is confirmed. Lock it down. Next week, we're going to talk about more stuff that you may or may not find interesting. I got some facts about movies. That's going to be really fun.
All right.
I'm going to tease it again. A little tease. Yep. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.